One of the forms of suffering that is often enough talked about in some circles comes from a radical separation of the mind and the body. And that's true if people live mostly in their mind, mostly in their thoughts, mostly in their fantasies, mostly in the future or the past. And mostly in what I call the control tower. I think a fair number of people their center of gravity is someplace in the head that the thinking happens, maybe, or the sense of agency and sense of the me occurs. So one way to heal that split is to feel the body. And the more you can feel the body, what we're doing is we're using the mind's capacity for awareness to feel the body. We're not abandoning the mind by feeling the body, but we're actually inhabiting the body with an important aspect of the mind, which is its capacity for awareness, for sensing, for feeling. And in a sense, we're healing that divide. And in that healing, becomes a much deeper intimacy or deeper connection, not only to the body, but paradoxically to the mind itself. One of the ways to have a relatively shallow connection to the mind is to have the mind separated from the body. We often live then in discursive thoughts and conversations we're having or stories we're telling or fantasies we're imagining. But the body that we feel, the sensed body, is intimately and deeply connected to our psychology, to the depth of our psychology. And the more you can kind of rest and feel the body, a lot of benefits come. The one that I'll mention for today is that the body itself, the experience of being embodied, the sensations of the body, are not a story. The more you can feel your body, the less you're fueling and feeding the story-making mind. Stories have their place, but it's pretty limited what they can do by themselves. So we keep coming back to the body, feeling the breathing, the body breathing, for example. Then we're beginning to relax, soften, let go of the overactive concern with thoughts and solving problems and fixing our lives and trying to figure out how to have a better past. All kinds of ways in which we get caught up in thoughts, reviewing conversations, having conversations. And if you go through the different Buddhist traditions, many times you find a tremendous emphasis on embodiment. So it may be a little bit unfortunate that the English word translation for sati is mindfulness. Sometimes I prefer if it was bodyfulness. So to start this instructions on mindfulness of the body, start with a little exercise, and that is, with your eyes closed, bring your attention to your right hand and allow yourself to feel the sensations of your right hand. And not so much like you're watching it or thinking about those sensations from the control tower, but more like you're discovering how the hand itself experiences the sensation of the hand. The tingling, pulsing, vibration, the warmth and the coolness in the hand, maybe the contact of the right hand against some other part of your body, the softness and hardness. The weight of your hand, its relative heaviness or lightness. With different sensations in the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, the fingers. And perhaps softening any fixation you have on the hand in favor of resting in the hand with awareness. Resting in the sensations. So the simplicity of the direct experience of sensations in the hand, allowing them to be as they are, being aware of them in the most simple way. And now, move your attention to wherever in your body is the most uncomfortable sensation. And just like you felt the hand, just feel the sensations of that general area, allowing it to be there. Allowing that part of your body to feel itself, independent of your feelings, your attitudes towards it, or your judgments or thoughts about it. If that part of your body is free of the control tower, free of you, just by itself, how is it experienced? As if whatever is there has permission to be there, and you're sensing and feeling the variety of sensations that come into play. And if the sensation should go away, go find the next strongest sensation in your body. And sometimes using a mental label or note can help simplify how the mind relates to bodily sensations. Gently, quietly, mental note of if it's uncomfortable, discomfort, or pressure, or tightness, pulling, stabbing, or vibration, tingling. Hot, cold. And as there's a constant kind of experimenting of resting with an experience in the body without contracting around it or without being reactive to it. And then, in whatever area of your body you tend to experience the breathing, see if you can have the same kind of attention there as you had for the hand. In that general area where you feel the breathing, discover what sensations are at play. Noticing how attention to an area of the body will highlight a greater range of sensations than if you were ignoring it. Sometimes people have the feeling like that part of the body becomes more alive. The vitality of the body expressed through that particular area. And if you're feeling sensations of breathing, there's a rhythm and a coming and going of different sensations. Rest in those sensations. Surf on those sensations. And you can give some priority to connecting and sustaining attention on the breathing. But if some sensation in the body becomes stronger, more compelling, you can let go of the breathing, sensations of breathing, and let your attention settle into that other part of your body where those compelling sensations are. Gently, fully be with them the way you were with a hand. And as long as they're compelling, you can hang out there. That can be the focus of mindfulness, of developing clear seeing, clear presence. And when it's no longer compelling, or you feel like you've been there long enough, you can begin again with your breathing. Begin again with breathing by entering into the sensations of breathing in your body, the coming and going of maybe many sensations. Breathing in and breathing out. wander off in thought, notice how disconnected that state is from being grounded in the body. And then when you return to embodiment, body fullness, feeling this body sitting here on your seat, feeling the three-dimensional quality of this physical body, and the vitality, the life of sensations that exists within this bag of skin. And if you do feel more connected to your body, notice how different that feels like from being disconnected when you wander off in thought. It doesn't matter how many times you wander off in thought. It only matters how often you return to your body, perhaps to the breathing, the experience of breathing, how the body experiences breathing. Be happy and content to start anew. Whenever you wander off, start again. And from time to time, as you're aware of the sensations of your body, do the hindrances come into play? Somehow in connection to whatever you're sensing in the body, is there desire or aversion? A resistance or a deflation? Or in restlessness, overactivation, or doubt. And in mindfulness of breathing, it's not just simply following the inhalations and exhalations. It's allowing yourself to sense and feel the sensations that come into play in the body that's breathing. The breathing body. The coming and going of sensations of breathing and are an expressions of the body's aliveness, vitality, that arises from the inside out. sinking into the body that's breathing, into those sensations. Almost as if you're not in the control tower watching, but you're sitting in the middle of breathing, middle of the body, in the middle of the sensations. And as you exhale, letting go of your thoughts, a quieting of the mind so you can better feel and sense. you do nothing else while you're here than focusing on your breathing, it'll be time well spent. It's been said that everything you need to discover about liberation can be found through mindfulness of breathing. That's not necessarily true for everyone. There are a few people who've had some kind of difficulty around breathing in life, asthma or something, where you can talk to us and we can talk about other options. But generally, the breathing is considered in our practice here the home base. I kind of like the cozy word home for our breathing. It's kind of the home for our awareness. And breathing is a great place for cultivating concentration, calmness, non-distractibility, and mindfulness. Mindfulness can get quite strong if we tune into the sensations of breathing and let them come clear and clearer. And it's a process, and it's a process that involves hindrances and distractions and lots of time when you're not present for the breathing. And rather than seeing any of it as a problem or a mistake, it's just part of the training. We're training ourselves, we're learning how to do this, or developing the skills, the ability, the wisdom to learn to be able to stay with the breathing. However, in the approach to mindfulness that we focus on here at IRC, we don't limit ourselves to the breathing. But think of the breathing as home, and then if something big or important happens in the neighborhood, you go out of the home and attend to what's going on. And then when that's taken care of, you come home again. So anything can happen, and there can be a large, loud sound outside, and then we open the awareness to do listening meditation until it's no longer there. And then we come back to breathing. There could be a strong sensation of the body, and then we just let go of the breathing and we attend to the sensations of the body. And there could be an emotion that's strong and compelling and makes it difficult to stay with the breathing. So we stop focusing on the breathing and we can just do mindfulness of emotion. There might be a lot of thoughts and ideas. Same thing, if they're compelling and make it difficult to be with the breathing, then we may do mindfulness of thinking. And we'll give instructions on emotions and thinking next few days. Generally, it's a good idea to try to keep it really simple the first few days. And the simple thing to do is just breathing, and today, body. So if strong sensations arise in the body, then you would leave your home with the breathing and just contentedly do the mindfulness of those strong sensations. They could be pleasant sensations or unpleasant sensations. And as you feel them, you might feel just acknowledging them is enough briefly, and then you can start again with your breathing. Sometimes more than an acknowledgement is needed. Sometimes you really want to hang in there and settle in and make the sensations of your body, in particular part of your body, be the focus of attention. Just kind of be there and develop mindfulness there, and develop concentration there. And if it's a difficult sensation, and sometimes if it's a pleasant sensation, the hindrances will kick in. And so it's useful to kind of step back, and if you're struggling with sensations of your body, you might want to notice if the hindrances are operating. And then a fascinating question to ask yourself is, when the hindrances are present, what are you not accepting? What are you struggling with? If you can pinpoint what you're struggling with or what is it you're not accepting, sometimes it's easier than to kind of settle in and just be with the experience. And so sometimes you can be with a strong sensation for a long time, and it's great practice. And sometimes if you feel like you've done it enough, it's fine, just come back to the breathing. The default is to come back to the breathing. And if you have doubts, you don't know where to go or what to pay attention to, go to the breathing. Just always come back to the breathing as a default. The general idea overall, the kind of meta idea, is to cultivate a devoted, committed attention to the present moment without being in conflict with anything in the present moment, without being bothered by anything in the present moment, then you'll be in conflict and you'll be bothered for sure. And that's then becomes part of the practice. You see how the hindrance is operating then, in that being bothered or being in conflict. And maybe you can identify the hindrance, and that'll help you kind of relax a little bit and settle into what's happening without being in conflict with it. The final thing I'll say about all this, so the basic idea, as I said, is, you know, be with your breathing, and if something else arises that's more compelling, you would leave the breath and attend to that other thing. Sometimes that other thing, maybe strong sensations, painful sensations in the body, or difficult emotions, are actually quite difficult to be with. And then it's nice sometimes to bring those two practices together, breathing and sensing the body. And that is, you can breathe through or breathe with the strong sensations, or breathe through or with the emotions. Sometimes that kind of allows us to acknowledge and be with what's difficult without being caught up in the difficulty, because the breathing keeps us a little bit more on track and keeps us a little bit from wandering off into thoughts and commentary. So just breathe through or breathe with the experience. And it's, I think it's helpful to think of walking meditation as very much an embodied practice, to really kind of settle into the body. And a little kind of metaphor, kind of mind play that I do, and sometimes when I do walking meditation, is I imagine that my feet are sponges for sensation. So as I'm walking, they're just soaking up those sensations as they happen. And somehow that makes me kind of much more receptive and less active, less in the control tower, and just more curious. Like, just allow them to come, allow them to get absorbed. They don't really get absorbed a bit, but I just kind of like use that little image. And that kind of will get me kind of more enter into the world of sensations and kind of curious and receptive to it. And then after a while, I just drop that image because I'm there with the feet and legs as I walk.